CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB board holds its first post-AGM meeting. RSGB 2026 convention announcement. Celebrate World Morse Day with the RSGB. Following the RSGB 2026 AGM on Saturday the 18th of April, the new board met and co-opted David Stewart Bryant, G3YSX, onto the board under Article 37. The board then elected Dr. Bryant as board chair. The purpose of these decisions is to allow newly elected directors to learn more about the society and the board, with the intention of a new board chair will be elected from within the new board in due course. The RSGB board would like to record its thanks to Stewart for being willing to extend his role in this way. Board directors also appointed Will Richardson, 20WYA, to the volunteer role of Executive Director of Strategic Oversight to help drive forward work on board effectiveness. As announced previously, Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, and Stephen Ramsden, M0CCA, swapped roles after the AGM. So Stephen Ramsden is now Company Secretary, and Stephen Purser is Deputy Company Secretary. The board congratulated John Moss, G0KTW, and Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, on their election as directors, and Patrick Wood, 20IFB, and Graham Smith, G4NMD, on their endorsement as nominated directors. The board liaison roles are being discussed and will be announced in due course. If you are unable to join the event live, you can catch up with all the AGM proceedings at rsgb.org/alpha-golf-mike. Tickets for the RSGB 2026 convention go on sale on Friday the 1st of May, and ahead of this, the Society has made some exciting announcements. Not only has it released the first round of speakers, including one on a highly anticipated de-expedition, but it has also shared details of two new workshops that will be taking place. Will you choose Nano VNA Essentials or AI, the good, the bad, and the ugly? For those looking to extend the weekend's activities, the RSGB has confirmed that it has partnered with the National Museum of Computing to offer convention attendees the opportunity to visit on Friday the 9th of October. The RSGB is delighted that this annual event is being sponsored by Martin Lynch & Sons, and that AMSAT UK will once again be holding its colloquium during the convention this year. The RSGB 2026 convention is taking place between the 9th and 11th of October at Kent Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/convention. Tomorrow, that's Monday the 27th, is World Morse Day. The day honours the birthday of the inventor of Morse code, Samuel Morse, who was born on this day in 1791. The RSGB is continuing its annual celebrations of this day by releasing a video with a question in Morse code for you to answer. This year, it is sent by the RSGB CW champion, Laura Robertson, MM7BFL. Once you've used your Morse skills to decipher the question, get involved by leaving your answer in the comment section under the post. You could even share a video of you sending your answer in Morse. You can view the video tomorrow on the RSGB YouTube channel or via the RSGB's Facebook, Instagram or X pages. RSGB members, if you are planning a trip this spring, why not include a visit to one of the Society's partner museums? Whether you are heading to West Wales, Cornwall, Suffolk, Dorset, West Sussex, or even Milton Keynes, you will be able to save between 20 and 50% on standard admission prices. Visit rsgb.org/partner-museums for your personalised discount voucher. RSGB members also receive free entry to Bletchley Park, which includes the RSGB National Radio Centre. Time is running out to apply and be part of the RSGB team that will be going to Austria for this year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp. This opportunity is open for radio amateurs aged between 16 and 30. The programme will include activities such as experimenting with underground propagation, summits on the air, caves on the air, as well as having the chance to ascend a 2,000 metre summit in a cable car and make a long distance VHF or UHF QSO with your handheld, all in the surroundings of the Austrian Alps. The deadline to apply for this opportunity is Friday the 1st of May. Get involved by going to rsgb.org/YOTA-camp and selecting YOTA Austria 2026 from the right-hand menu. UK Boaters Historic Counties event will be running throughout May for both activators and hunters. Stations will be on the air to celebrate the unique historic structure of the UK. More details can be found at UK Bravo Oscar Tango Alpha .net/HotelCharlie26. The weekly RSGB news can be viewed on air and via the web as a television stream. Join Alison, G8ROG, each Sunday at 9 a.m. UK time for a live broadcast of the GB2RS news hosted by the British Amateur Television Club. Go to bravoalphatangocharlie.org.uk/live/GB2RS to watch the show. Alongside Alison's live presentation, you can view additional text and pictures relating to each news item. The transmission is also relayed by GB3HV in Hampshire using digital ATV. If you enjoy watching GB2RS as well as listening, there's a live digital ATV broadcast from Clive, G3GJA, via the whole 23cm repeater, GB3EY, at 10 a.m. UK time. If you're not in the range of the repeater itself, you can still watch the broadcast, again, courtesy of the BATC website, by going to bravoalphatangocharlie.org.uk/live/GolfBravo3EchoYankee. Now for details of rallies and events. The EMC and Compliance International exhibition will be held at the Holiday Inn in Oxford from the 29th of April to the 1st of May 2026. The exhibition is open to all interested parties and is concerned with all aspects of EMC. For more information, including registration details, visit Echo Mike Charlie, Alpha November Delta, Charlie India, .com. The Broadcast Engineering Museum has an open day on Sunday the 3rd of May from 11 a.m. The museum is located at number 41 Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, postcode DN215XS. Visitors will be treated to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. For more information, visit bravoechocharliegolf.org.uk/events. Thorpe Camp Hamfest is taking place on Sunday the 3rd of May at Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre, Tattersall, Thorpe, postcode LN4 4PL. Traders can arrive from 7 a.m. and visitors are welcome from 9 a.m. The entry fee is £5 per person. For more information, visit Tango Hotel, Oscar Romeo Papa Echo, Charlie Alpha Mike Papa, .org. On Monday the 4th of May, Dartmoor Spring Radio Rally will take place at the Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, postcode PL20 6AL. There will be the usual bring and buy, trader stands, refreshments and free parking are available. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. and admission costs £3. More details are available at dartmoorradioclub.uk. Now the special event news. Special event stations, Oscar Lima 900, Charlie Oscar, Oscar Lima 900, Juliet Alfa Romeo, and Oscar Lima 900, Lima Tango, are active until December to celebrate the town of Jaromar in the Czech Republic. For more information, including details of awards that are available for working the stations, visit hamawards.eu. On Saturday the 2nd of May, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m, Dundee Amateur Radio Club will be operating from Broughty Ferry Lifeboat Station, using the call sign Golf Bravo 1 Bravo Foxtrot Lima. The station will be active in support of SOS Radio Week. For updates on frequencies and modes in use, visit the club's Facebook page. More details are available via dundee-amateur-radio.co.uk. Now the DX News. Using the call sign Golf Bravo 9 India Oscar Whiskey, a team of Belgian operators will be active from the Isle of Wight, EU 120, from Tuesday the 28th of April until Tuesday the 5th of May. Listen for activity on the HF bands via the QO100 satellite and on 23 SEMs EME. For more information, visit QRZ.com. Let's hope the natives are friendly. Paul VP9KF is active from Bermuda, NA005, until Thursday the 30th of April. He's operating using CW only on the HF bands. The station was spotted recently on the 17 and 20 meter bands. You can find more details at victorpapa9kilofoxtrot.com. Now the contest news. Today, the UK Microwave Group EHF band contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC. Using ULMOs on the 76 to 241 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The SPDX RITI contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday and runs until 1200 UTC today. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Polish stations also send their province code. And also today, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 25 contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using 75 baud RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your 6 character locator. The UK and Ireland Contest Club DXCW contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Full rules, including UK and EI area codes, are available via tinyurl.com/UniformKilo Echo India Charlie Romeo Uniform Lima Echo Sierra. Tomorrow, that's the 27th, the RSGB FT4 Series contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday, the 28th, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 dB frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 29th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80-meter band. The exchange is your 6-character locator. On Thursday the 30th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship runs from 1900 until 2030 UTC using PSK 63 and RTTY on the 80-meter band. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Saturday is a busy day for contests. On Saturday, the 2nd of May, the RSGB 432 MHz Trophy Contest runs from 1400 until 2000 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And the RSGB 432 MHz to 245 GHz Contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of May and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of May using all modes on the 432 MHz to 245 GHz frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And the UK 6 meter group Summer Marathon starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 2nd of May and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of August. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. And the ARI International DX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of May and ends at 11:59 UTC on Sunday the 3rd of May. Using CW and RTTY on and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Italian stations also give their province code. Now on Sunday, the 3rd of May, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 until 1400 UTC using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 GHz frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday, the 3rd of May, the Worked All Britain 7 MHz Phone Contest runs from 1000 until 1400 UTC using SSB only on the 40-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and Worked All Britain Square. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 23rd of April. Last week's HF propagation was dominated by the effects of a high-speed stream from a large coronal hole on the Sun. This pushed the KP index up to 4 and 5, with the result that maximum usable frequencies, MUFs, were lowered. The MUF over a 3,000 km path was often below 21 MHz. There were some openings up to 10 meters, but they were generally weak. Checks show that paths opened to Brazil, Kenya and Chile on the 10-meter band using FT8, but the signals were well down in the noise, barely workable. Get used to this, as it could be the norm for the next few years. Meanwhile, the solar flux index increased to 116 by Thursday the 16th of April, no doubt aided by active sunspot group 4420. Next week, NOAA forecasts that the solar flux index could rise to 125. It also predicts that the KP index may remain low due to a lack of coronal hole activity. We don't expect to have any coronal mass ejections over the next week. If this pans out as predicted, we could have some decent HF conditions over the next 7 days. The MUS may be lower, but 14, 18 and perhaps 21 megs could be usable with very occasional openings on 24 and 28 megs. The decks to be worked this week includes TX9W from the Marquesas Islands, VP9KF in Bermuda, 7P8WR in Lesotho, C5B, C5C and C5D in the Gambia, D60DX in Comoros, and JD1BMH operating from Ogasawara. Another VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The strong region of high pressure will remain with us for the next 2 weeks, so TROPO should be considered as a first choice mode for a while. The main criteria for the quality of any resulting TROPO is moisture. This is because moisture is a component in the calculation of the refractive index of the air. High pressure usually produces dry air above any temperature inversion, but we may not always get the moisture below the inversion. The end of last week was good, with reports of beacons in Norway and Sweden into J02 on 1.3 gigs because of moisture present below the inversion. However, if the dry easterly wind returns, it may not go so well. Meteor scatter should continue to be uplifted by the declining Lyrids meteor stream, which peaked last week, and rain scatter is off the menu since the charts are dominated by high pressure systems. Aurora is showing an occasional weak alert, but apart from the odd fluttery signals on the LF bands, nothing very interesting at the moment. As usual, watch for the KP index going up to 5. Keeping the best until last, and we are approaching the period when sporadic E usually becomes a mode of interest. Work is well underway on a rewrite of the PropQuest website, which should be ready soon. This will be the go-to place for the daily updates during the 2026 sporadic E season. EME now. The moon is moving into a lower noise position. Declination is high, but falling, and path losses will increase as we move away from the moon's perigee, closest point to Earth, which occurred on Friday the 17th of April. Apogee, moon's furthest point from Earth, and the point of highest path losses, occurs on Sunday the 17th of May. And that's all from the propagation team this week. And we're running very short of time. I think there will be no local news. Sorry. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, RADCOM magazine and the RSTV website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rstv.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but there won't really be much time. Calls are usually welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.